And good evening, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. Time now for another night of high school basketball action on a Thursday night, February 8th, 2024. High school girls basketball tonight. We're back here at the Mark S. Hum Gymnasium at Sandusky High School on the Aldemont courts up along the boardwalk for Greater Thumb East League action. The Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team at the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team. A battle for the Greater Thumb East League title on the line here for Sandusky. With the win here, they get at least a share and seal things up here if they can. Marlette Red Raiders on the outside looking in right now as we look at the records. 8-1 in league play for the Sandusky Wolves girls team. They are 14-1 overall. Harbor Beach at 7-2 in league play. Sandusky and Harbor Beach have played both their league games against each other. They split in that one. That's where that one lone league loss for Sandusky comes from. Marlette, two league losses. They are 5-2. They can make it a three-way tie. They can win here tonight. And they're more than capable of doing that. We'll talk about in the first meeting these two teams met that we actually had covered not too long ago. They are 9-4 overall. And then far on the outside is Brown City, who is 4-4 in league play, 8-8. Overall, Ubley at 3-5, still a scary team, however, 7-8 overall. Memphis 1-6, 4-9 overall. KPEC 0-8 and 1-11 overall. That's the Greater Thumb East League standings. So as it stands right now, Sandusky holding first place as of now. They are 8-1 in league play, 14-1. Harbor Beach 7-2, 12-3 overall. Marlette 5-2 in league play. So you can see what this game tonight for Marlette is very critical for them to try to get back into the race for a piece of that Greater Thumb East League title. We continue on here with our pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM. After a quick commercial break, we'll talk about what these teams have done in the last couple games into last week also and take a look through the records and who they played throughout the regular season as well. Talk about some of the other games going on tonight. You can go to our website in the sports section at sandlakebroadcasting.com and see the list of games in our coverage area of the Blue Water Area Conference, Greater Thumb Conference, East and West, North Central Thumb League, Stars and Stripes, and girls and boys basketball scores also. So take a look at that, and we'll talk about the games going on tonight also. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 on a Thursday night. High school girls basketball, our game of the night, Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball at Sandusky Wolves. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. Taking a look at the Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team record throughout the season so far. They're 9-4, 5-2 in league play of the Greater Thumb East. They started off the season back on December 5th. Yeah, over 2 months ago already with the win over Unionville Seaboing, 41-24. Second game against a tough Cass City team in the Greater Thumb West. That was on the road on December 7th. 29-32. Then they rattled off three straight wins. Marlette over Dryden, over KPAC, 60-8, and a close win over Deckerville over the holiday break, 30-27. Played some competition. The Skipper Holiday Showcase Classic at SC4. Also on the holidays at December 27th, they lose to a very good Croswell-Lexington team, 43-28. Croswell-Lexington really gave Kingston a tough time last night, but Kingston come away with a win in a cross-conference battle there. However, after that loss, two straight wins for Marlette into the new year, 2024. On January 4th, a win at Memphis, 29-18. And then a league game, another league game, at Brown City on the road, 46-32. Brown City gave them all they had, but Marlette came away with the win, 46-32. And then they came up, the big league game that we had covered here back on January 11th. And they were leading that game at Marlette. Marlette hosting Sandusky in that first meeting on January 11th. They were leading in that game. But Sandusky comes back in the fourth quarter to win. 39-36 with some clutch shots late in the fourth by Helena Long with some three-pointers for Sandusky. They bounce back, though, with a win at Ubley, 41-23. 5 days later for Marlette. And then they went on to a tough Harbor Beach team 2 days later. Played tough against them, but came up short 39-44. And then we did this game last week. In fact, they hadn't played a game since that January 18th until last week on February 1st that we had covered. Another good league win for Marlette to bounce back after that loss to Harbor Beach, 30-21. But there was a moment there from January 18th up to February 1st. They didn't have a game due to the winter weather conditions. And as you can hear, the Sandusky Wolves high school band is here tonight. And they'll be here the whole game. All right, two straight wins this past week on Monday. They got the win over Peck, 53-12 for Marlette. Two straight wins since that loss on her reach in league play back on January 18th. And here they are tonight to try to get back in a Greater Thumb East League standings and try to tie for first place here at Sandusky. We'll talk about Sandusky's schedule throughout the regular season as well. And we'll also talk about what they did in the first meeting against each other. Our pregame show continues here on WBGV 92.5 and streaming online at CNNetBroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. With me making the trip all the way from Carroll, the Sandusky native himself. I think there's a urinal with your name on it here.
That's what I hear.
Scott Bowlesby from the Tuscola County Advertiser. Also, Let's Talk Sports 92.1. You made the trek here. You were at wrestling today?
No, I did not. I covered wrestling last night.
Okay.
I was going to go out to wrestling tonight. The closest one was in Clio for me. So I decided to hold off on that because it was starting really early. So I decided to shoot over here, check this out. The first time around, I got there at halftime, and it was a great battle in the second half. Sandusky pulling away and getting the win. This is a crucial game for the Marlette Red Raiders, I'm really excited to see what they can bring. And I've seen them knock off Sandusky on Aldemont Court. It's not an easy thing to do, but I have seen Marlette do it. It's been a couple of years, so we'll see if they can do it again.
Yeah, they just got to play your four complete quarters, and I think you've seen this against Harbor Beach. Sandusky as well. They've had a tough time this season.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of close games. And you haven't seen a lot of games where they only score about 30-plus points each game so far.
Yeah, I mean, they're a young squad from what I understand, from what Mike has told me, and from what I've heard from you guys. So I know that they are a young squad. I know that they are learning, and obviously with a coach like Aldemont, you're going to quickly learn. That's one of the best coaches you can pick to learn underneath in the entire state of Michigan when it comes to girls basketball. So they have the right mentor to do it. And it seems like they're getting only stronger and stronger as the season goes on. And for such a young squad, that's impressive.
So they started out the season, Sandusky Wolves, five straight wins over Bad Axe, over Reese, over Vassar, over UNL Seabewing, Deckerville also over the holiday break. And then that league game into the new year, 2024, the Happy New Year did not start off so good for Sandusky. They lose 30-26. They had a big lead in that game, and it gave it up to Harbor Beach. Hey, props to Harbor Beach. But Sandusky was even the odds that we had done here a couple weeks ago to split that. Harbor Beach got two losses now because Upley Bearcats is a very sneaky team.
Yeah.
Very scrappy, pretty good defensively, can't score. But, man, when they're on defense, and they did that against Harbor Beach last week.
Yeah, I was surprised with that score. Props to Harbor Beach. Aldemont says every single year, every single year you hear him say, I don't want to say he hates going to Harbor Beach, but he does not like playing there. It's a tough place to play. It's always been kind of a thorn in his side. Harbor Beach was able to pounce on them up there. Sandusky, they returned the favor back here at home, so that was huge for them. They get a little bit of help, and now it's kind of, Marlette, it's kind of all playing in the cards for them to get a piece of that title as well.
So right after that loss, Sandusky Wolves rattles off 9 straight wins now, I think.
Sounds about right.
Not bad, yeah. After that, they won over Ubley League game. The Marlette game in the first meeting at Marlette. We had covered that one, 39-36. We'll talk about that in a minute. Then over KPAC, league rival Brown City, 34-25. Memphis, 44-18 in mid-January. The second meeting against Harbor Beach, that was here, 36-23. Sandusky defense just really shut down Harbor Beach in that second meeting. And then a makeup game last week over Peck, 50-26. Big league win at Ubley, which is always scary to play at Ubley the way Ubley's been playing. Mm-hmm. But they really controlled that game 33-16. And then a makeup this past week, 2 days ago, over KPAC, 52-16, to show they're right now one game lead. Now, this is for Marlette to gain here. Try to create that three-way tie with Harbor Beach. They need this win. Harbor Beach needs Marlette to win also as well, because Harbor Beach and Sunset already played each other twice. So this is a huge game for Marlette, and they have the players. They do have the players on the floor here to do it.
They really do. I have seen them a handful of times now, and you know, I'm impressed with the play of. It seems like it's a different star every night when we get the stats in. And Delaney Gage has the ability to score a ton of points. Gabby Martinez obviously has the ability to do so as well. And then you got to watch out for Eddie Ruggles, Lily Lemansky in there as well. You know, they kind of all throw their name in there. Olivia Finley has been missed this season, big time. But other players have stepped up in a big way for Coach Storm, and you know they need those players to step up tonight on the road to get this big Greater Thumb East win. And you know, we were kind of talking off air, and you know, I look to a player like Addie Ruggles to step up and kind of maybe play that surprise role tonight and kind of take over the game a little bit.
Well, Delaney Gage was that person to pick it up last week over Brown City in a very important league game. 17 points, 10 of 16 from the free throw line, and 5 points for Gabby Martinez. Yeah, Brown City focused on Gabby Martinez, but other players picked it up. Addie Ruggles did a great job on the rebounding, 8 rebounds, 4 points also. Just enough points to get that win over Brown City to improve to 8-4 at this point in the league play and just 5-2. That was a very important win for Marlette last week.
Absolutely, and you mentioned Gabby Martinez. It's hard to hide her, obviously, with her height. She plays down low really well. When she gets that going down low, you know, she can eat up the game by herself. A lot of teams do key in on her, though, and with that, you'd like to see her maybe back down a little bit, kick it out, and as you said, see Delaney Gage try to shoot up a couple shots from the outside. She can shoot the ball, maybe gets a little too timid at times, so it would be big if she could start hitting on some of those outside shots.
Grace Gieborg, first half of the season, she was the top leading scorer, but now other players have stepped up. This young team of the Sandusky Wolves, Maggie Kineff, 12 points. Adelie Kaufman, Helena Long, all pitching in. But Grace Gieborg had 12 points last week, but when she hasn't been shooting, this is where the younger players for Sandusky stepped up. Maggie kind of taking some three-point shots, hustling out there. The point guard also for the Sandusky Wolves, Caroline Renke, also a key at the top of the point.
Yeah, I saw them early on in the season in the first meeting with Marlette. I didn't really get to get a good view of Renke. Heard a ton about her as a freshman. Really excited to see her tonight in a full-blown game. So, yeah, you know, you as a freshman, you really like to see her step up. I'm sure El DeMott is just loving it right now, having a freshman and the future right there in front of him. But as you said, you know, with Grace Gieborg, she really took over for Sandusky early on in the season. But you see these other players starting to step up as well. And, you know, it's always a good thing when you can rely on your teammates.
And just because she isn't shooting doesn't mean she's not playing out there. She's doing all the other dirty work.
Yeah.
The rebounding, the hustling,
sure.
The assist. I mean, some great bounce passes and just getting it open to the open players. You talk about Maggie Kineff, she is not timid anymore. She takes a three, and when you have another three-point shooter like Helena Long that can shoot late, you know, it's a very dangerous weapon to have late in the game.
Oh, absolutely. And as you said, you know, just because she's not showing up as so much in the score side of things in the stat book, that doesn't mean she's not doing some of the dirty work out there. Those are the players that you love to see. And then you got to see in person to respect and to appreciate, because she's out there doing all those little things. And I know talking to Mike Gallagher, talking to you and hearing, you know, on Sportsline, just, you know, how big some of these players are that maybe don't step up as far as seeing the scoring column, but they're still stepping up in big ways elsewhere on the court.
All right, we'll be right back, and we'll see if we have time to talk about the first meeting. If not, I'll try to get it in as I squeeze in our fine sponsors. Scott Mosby for the Tuscola County Advertiser. Where are you at? Earlier this week, you did the Croswell and Lexington-Kingston game. That was a great game.
Still great game there. Still trying to catch my breath from that one.
Yeah, great game. Great comeback by Kingston. Props to Croswell Lexington playing against the best team probably we think in the Thumb that maybe could go a little bit further in the playoffs, we hope.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right, we'll be right back. By the way, speaking of Croswell Lexington, Thumb Togeter Sports Jonathan Bisher. He is doing the Crosby Lexington Armada girls basketball game tonight as well. So we'll be right back. Tip off about to start here. Marlette at Sandusky and WBGV 92.5. The end of the national anthem just before our commercial break there. And if, a shout out to the head coach Kathy and her husband Chris Storm, to the family, condolences. Longtime head coach Chris Storm for the Marlette Red Raiders High School boys basketball team, but his father passing away this past week. So a shout out to the whole family there, the Storm family. And they are here tonight to coach as well as a family would probably want him to. So shout out to the Storm family. Condolences from all the sports community. As they announce the starting lineups here, we'll get through that. We'll talk about in the first meeting between these two teams. Delaney Gage had 9 points in the first meeting, but Marlette came up short after leading against the Sandusky Wolves in that game. Gabby Martinez, a big game of 18 points against Sandusky in the first meeting, along with 7 rebounds. But it was Helena Long knocking down a pair of threes, 2 rebounds and 2 steals, and Grace Keyboard, 5 points late, 3 steals and 2 key rebounds. Adelie Kaufman, 7 rebounds, 4 blocks and 2 assists. Caroline Renke had 6 points and 5 steals in the first meeting, but Maggie Kineff leading the Wolves with 12 points, all on 3-pointers while adding 2 assists. In the first meeting with the Red Raiders, 39-36 for the win. As I said, Gabby Martinez, huge game, 18 points in that game against Sandusky. Sandusky coming in and winning. And the Sandusky Wolves really forced turnovers against Marlette. Helena Long, 13 points in that game, including the 2 big 3-point shots late in the game. Caroline Renke, 8 points. Grace Keyboard leading the way for the Wolves in the first meeting with 14 points with the win over Marlette, 39-36. Again, Gabby Martinez, 18 points, and Delaney Gage added 9 points in that game in the first meeting. Here we go, tip-off one by the Marlette Red Raiders. They are moving from right to left on the radio down webcast stream. Martinez with the ball, and it's stolen away after a bad pass. Picked up by number 23 of Sandusky, Killian Renke, for the Sandusky Wolves. A 3-point shot. Good to start it off with a scoring. Helena Long, she is a 3-point threat, and she takes the first one. Helena Long with a 3-point shot at the 7.5 mark. And another steal by Sandusky. Fast break play up for 2. No good by Keyboard. Rebound picked up by the Marlette Red Raiders, Gabby Martinez. Marlette Bach with the ball. 3-0 is your score. Shot attempt is a miss by Marlette, and a steal again by the Sandusky Wolves. They lead 3-0 after a 3-point shot to start scoring off. Helena Long. It's under 7 minutes to go here. Your starters for Sandusky: Maggie Kineff, number 1. Number 11, or number 12, Helena Long. Number 23, Caroline Renke. Number 30, Grace Keyboard. And number 34, Adelie Kaufman. Your starters for Marlette: number 1, Delaney Gage. Number 2, Lily Lemansky. Number 3, Addie Ruggles. Number 23, Gabby Martinez. And number 33, Emily Newland. A steal by Marlette against Sandusky. Martinez with the ball in the paint. Turnaround jumper for 2, no good. Rebound pulled down by number 34, Adelie Kaufman. Ball is loose, and it will be in favor of Sandusky. 3-0 is your score. Sandusky Wolves with the lead. Helena Law making the first points of the game. Sandusky with possession. Three-point shot from the left wing. Gabor knocks one down. 6-0 lead at the 6-0-5 mark. Gabor with the three from the left wing on the perimeter. Bad pass taken and stolen away by Kinda. Fast break attempt as she throws it over into the middle of the paint to Caroline Renke. And it goes knocked out of bounds by Marlette. Still Sandusky ball right side of the glass from the baseline. Renke to throw it in. Three-point shot right away by Gabor in the right corner. No good, but rebound. Sandusky to keep possession. Maggie kind of swings it over to Renke. For Sandusky Wolves, leading 6-0. 5:40 to go here in the first. Moves her way to the left side. Pass into the high post. Bounce pass to Kineff. Cross-court pass to Gabor in the left corner. She jumps up and retrieves it before it goes out of bounds. Another cross-court pass to the right corner to Helena Long and around the perimeter back to Kineff at the top of the point. She'll slide away to the left side and pull back up. Back over to Maggie Kineff. Just right of the point. Over to Renke. To Gabor. Gabor attacking the paint from the left corner. Goes to the left lane. And she is fouled for the first foul of the game to Gabby Martinez. And she'll go for a two-point shot as she was attempting to go for a shot. Gabor at the free throw line for her first free throw attempt. And that one's good. 7-0. 5:09 mark to go. Second free throw shot, good. 8-0. Sandusky with the 8-0 lead after the free throws by Gabor at the 5:09 mark. Marlette with possession. To the left side, to Lily Lemansky. To Gabby Martinez, left corner. Back out. Delaney Gage for three from the right wing, no good. Last touching it is Sandusky. It'll be Marlette ball. As Adelie Kaufman trying to go for the rebound right underneath the basket. Left side of the glass from the baseline to throw it in, Delaney Gage. Gage into Gabby Martinez, left corner to the left wing. To Ruggles over to Gabby Martinez. A hook shot, but blocked by Adelie Kaufman right in front of her. Double teamed by Gabby Martinez. Loose ball. Last touch by Marlette as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Sandusky Wolves ball. We have a whistle called here. Substitution coming in. For Marlette, number 33, Emily Newland, the starter, coming in. Coming out, it'll be Haley Hazing coming in for Marlette. With the dribble, Caroline Renke to the left corner. Gabor for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Loose ball picked up and saved by Maggie Kineff. And it'll go back to Renke. Renke will hold up to the high post and pull back out with a dribble. Gabor at the left corner, into the paint. Back out to Kineff. Long shot for two. Right wing, no good. Hits the rim. And the ball. Last touch by Addie Ruggles. Trying to retrieve the ball into the left corner. Officials check to see who last touched that. They get the call correct. And it'll be Sandusky ball. Left side of the glass. Baseline inbounds to Caroline Renke from Grace Gabor for Sandusky. Maggie Kineff back to Renke. Over to Maggie Kineff. Blocked and stolen away by Delaney Gage, and a foul called. Delaney Gage reached up, stole the pass out of midair, and kind of put her hands on her for a foul. Marlette ball now, one foul apiece for each team here in the first period. 4 minutes to go. It's 8-0, Sandusky Wolves leading the Marlette Red Raider girls. Pass up top to Addie Ruggles. Ruggles will hold up at the right elbow. Bounce pass, loose ball picked up. Adelie Kaufman will get it for Sandusky after the turnover by Marlette. A lot of turnovers in the last meeting between these two teams, especially in the second half for Marlette. Marlette yet to score. It's 8-0. Sandusky. Gabor with the ball at the left corner. Over to Maggie Kineff, left wing. Back to Caroline Renke at the top of the point. Back to Kineff. And back to Renke at the top of the point. 3:25 to go, 8-0. Sandusky leads, and they have possession. Moving from left to right. They're moving their white jerseys with the black trim and red stripes. At least the red trim on their uniforms. Marlette, all in red with the white lettering. Renke with a dribble. Backward to Maggie Kineff, left wing. Bounce pass to Eddie Kaufman, and a three-point shot. Swish! Her second three-pointer of the game. Grace Keyboard, timeout called by Marlette. We'll be right back here on WBGV. It's 11-0, Sandusky leads. Shot attempt by Marlette coming out of the timeout was a miss. Rebound picked up by Sandusky. They lead 11-0 after the Marlette called the timeout. Last shot was a three-point shot by Grace Keyboard, her second of the game. It's 11-0. Sandusky Wolves leading Marlette. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Adelie Kaufman at the right wing, three-point range. Pass over to Maggie Kineff at the top of the point. Bounce pass to Kaufman to the right. Up top to Grace Keyboard. Back to Adelie Kaufman. Switching up positions here as they transition around the perimeter. Defense, Delaney Gage on number one, Maggie Kineff of Sandusky. Sandusky still with possession. Caroline Renke with the dribble. She'll slide away to the top of the point. Under two to go here in the first quarter. 11-0. Sandusky leads Marlette girls. Cross-court pass over to Caroline Renke at the right wing. She'll move her way to the right corner and will hold up and dribble back up top. Still with the dribble. Kineff pass over to Grace Keyboard, left wing. Pick set. Adelie Kaufman got too close with that pick and kind of leaned her shoulder in. And that's the second foul of the game. And that's the first for Adelie Kaufman. Two fouls in Sandusky. Remember, five fouls in each quarter, you automatically go for two free throws on the charity stripe this season. Lulu Namaski from Marlette with the ball at the right corner. Over to Gabby Martinez to the right wing. Almost taken away, but picked up and saved. Delaney Gage with the dribble. Pass over to Eddie Ruggles at the left wing for Marlette. 11-0. Eddie Ruggles goes for two and no good to the left side of the glass. And is Caroline Renke with the rebound and tries to get over to the left corner to Maggie Kineff. Kineff did not pull it down and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover, Sandusky. Marlette ball. 1:06 to go here in the first quarter. 11-0, Sandusky leads. Marlette Red Raiders girls. With the dribble, Delaney Gage at the point. She'll move her way to the right wing. Pitching in to Gabby Martinez, double team, right low block. Her shot is blocked by Adelie Kaufman and picked up by Helena Long with the steal and block for Sandusky. 45 seconds to go, 11-0. Sandusky leads Marlette. Over to Grace Keyboard, right corner. Bounce pass to Helena Long, to Adelie Kaufman, to Caroline Renke, left wing. Cross court pass to the right wing. Back up top to Grace Keyboard. She'll throw over to Caroline Renke. 25 seconds to go here. This is where they usually try to let time go down here at the end of a quarter. Sandusky leads 11-0, still with possession in the dribble for Caroline Renke. She'll move her way to the right wing and pull back up. Hazen on defense on her for Marlette. Down to 10 seconds. Bounce pass to Adelie Kaufman for two. Picks up the foul, had an open look. Couldn't knock it in, but she'll pick up the foul. That's the second foul for Marlette as a team. And the second foul for number one, Delaney Gage, apparently. And on the free throw line, Adelie Kaufman for her first free throw attempts. She makes that one. Sandusky has made all free throws, all three of them. 12-0 is your score. Adelie Kaufman with that free throw for Sandusky. 6.1 seconds to go here. Second free throw good. Both by Kaufman. Down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. 1 second, last second shot. Off the mark, it is 13-0. Marlette has yet to score, but Sandusky with the lead, 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV. Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. It is 13-0. Sandusky Wolves leading the Marlette Red Raiders. Start of the second quarter here. Talk about some of the other games going on in the area. Big one, Croswell-Lexington up against Armada. That game on Channel 1 at thumbtogether.com. Go to the Facebook or Twitter for the link. Sandusky opens up. Bounce pass. With possession. Maggie Kiner for three from the top of the point. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Delaney Gage at the high post for Marlette. Crossing the timeline for Marlette. Right to left on your radio dial web stream. Pass over to number 15. Coming into the game, Alexandra Finley to Gabby Martinez. Up for two and knocks the first points down for Marlette down the right lane. to the right side of the glass. And Marlette scores their first points of the game, 13-2, and they are fouled. Martinez was fouled by number one, Maggie Kineff. Actually, number 12, Helena Long. 7:31 mark. Martinez for her three-point play, no good. Sandusky with the lead. Sandusky comes down to their side of the floor. Maggie Kine afforded a great skewboard at the right wing. Over to the high post, will hold up. To Caroline Reinke to the left side. Pick set by Helena Long. And Caroline Reinke will continue with the dribble. Swings it over to the right corner. Over the gray ski board. Back to Caroline Reinke around the perimeter. Haven't been in the paint too much shooting-wise for Sandusky. Has it been all outside shots? We've had three three-pointers and then free throws from the cherry stripe. Adam Lee Kaufman got the real first chance for a shot in the paint for Sandusky. 6.5 to go here in the first half, second quarter. 13-2, Sandusky leads. Marlette and Sandusky still in possession. Coming out of the high post with a dribble. Caroline Reinke back to Helena Long, to Maggie Kineff to the right wing. Paul almost tipped away and taken by Marlette, but saving his head of the coffin. And Griebord opens up in the paint. And just as I said that, Grace Griebord darts her way in and gets the pass from Caroline Reinke with the assist to the right side of the glass and draws the foul for 2 points, 15-2. Sandusky, Grace Griebord with the shot with 6:11 to go here in the first half. Three-point play here for Griebord, and that one no good. Rebound, Marlette. 15-2 is your score. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Hands it off with the dribble. Number 15 in the game, Alexandra Findley, a shot. Long shot for two from Marlette, and that's a miss, and rebound picked up by Sandusky. Dribble down to the left lane for Caroline Reinke. Over to Helena Long. She'll go for a shot from the left elbow. Shot is missed. Rebound picked up by Delaney Gates for Marlette. Try to race in. She'll take the shot for two inside the right wing. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound. Caroline Reinke. 5.5 to go in the game of the first half. Second quarter. 15-2. Sandusky with the lead. Underhand pass to Maggie Kinder from Reinke. A little bit of a sloppy pass. And Gage will take the steal from Marlette. Goes for two. Left side of the glass. No good. Ball is loose, picked up for the putback attempt by Eddie Ruggles, no good. Gabby Martinez with another putback, and she knocks it in just from the right side of the glass for the putback from Marlette, making it 15-4. 5 minutes to go. Timeout call by Elda Montz of Sandusky. It's 15-4. Sandusky leads. Timeout call, we'll be right back. Opening up with the inbounds pass, Sandusky with the dribble, Caroline Reinke. Took a stutter step, but she handed it off to Grace Griebord before the travel could be called. Griebord with the dribble over to Maggie Kineff, left wing. And Sandusky leads 15-4, 4:35 to go. Kaufman had a wide open look for three, didn't take it. Griebord into the right corner, to the right low block. Whistle was called. I do believe we'll have a foul called. And it will be on Marlette. I do believe number 15 for Marlette. Gets called for the foul. Alexandra Findley coming out to get a breather is Maggie Kineff for Sandusky. Inbounds pass, bounce pass to Adelie Kaufman. Goes to the left low block, but Gabby Martinez is right there to get the block. However, Sandusky maintains possession. In the game is number 11 for Sandusky, Emma Minard, coming in for Maggie Kineff. Caroline Reinke with the dribble. Over to Grace Griebord and resets and calmly dribbles. 4 minutes to go here. Over to Minard to the right wing. Back over to Reinke. Reinke at the left elbow for two. High against the glass. No good. Addie Ruggles with the rebound. And she'll cross the timeline with a dribble. Over to the right side. Moving into the paint. Loose ball. She'll pick it up and save it. Goes for two. She gets her own rebound. Goes for another shot. And she'll draw the foul. And go to the free throw line, I believe. That'll be the second foul as a team for Sandusky, or could be the first here. We'll see. Yep, second foul for each team right now. In the second quarter, 3:43 to go, 15-4. First free throw attempt here by Eddie Ruggles is no good. .343 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw attempt by Addie Ruggles of Marlette. That one is good. 15-5, 10-point lead now for Sandusky. Ruggles with the free throw. 15-5 is your score. And in the game now for Sandusky's number 22, Lily Betts. Pass over to Grace Keyboard. She'll have it at the left wing. And she kind of falls on her knees and turns her knee and has to shuffle around there. So a travel is called. There'll be a turnover. And it will be Marlette ball. Marlette with possession. Delaney Gage at the point to the left side. The number 15, Alexandra Findley. But a steal by Emma Minard. That ball will be knocked out of bounds from behind by Marlette, by Emma Minard after the steal. And bounced it in from the baseline, left corner, Caroline Renke. 3:10 to go, 15-5, Sandusky leads. Marlette, Minard, pass over to Renke at the top of the point. Still with the dribble. Renke over to Minard to the right corner. Back to Renke for three, swish! Caroline Renke, 18-5 with the three-point shot. Whew. That was the first points of the game, I believe, for Caroline Renke. Three-point shot attempt by Delaney Gage. Off the mark on the right side of the glass. Rebound picked up by Gibord over to Minard. 2:35 to go. It's 18-5. Sandusky with the lead. Over to the right corner to Lily Betts. Back up top to Caroline Renke at the point. Back to Betts at the right wing. She'll go for three. Hits the rim no good after an open look. She gets back her own rebound. Travel called. We'll have a substitution coming in for Marlette. Number 11 coming in. Haley Hazen. Lily Lemansky. Inbounds pass to Delaney Gage. And with the dribble, 18-5, Sandusky leads. And reaching in with a steal, Lily Betts. 2-on-1 situation, and she is fouled. By Gabby Martinez of Marlette. Lily Betts with the steal and tries to race her way down to the side of the floor. They do. She'll throw it in from the right sideline. But that's three fouls now, and two fouls on Gabby Martinez of Marlette. Three fouls as a team. With under 2 minutes to go, it's 18-5. Sandusky with the lead in with possession. Emma Minard at the left wing, up top to Lily Betts. Betts over to the right corner to Caroline Renke. Bounce pass down the right lane is Minard. She's double-teamed, but bounce pass back out to Renke at the high post free throw line. We have a jump ball in favor of Sandusky. Number 33, Emily Newland for Marlette, coming back in for Marlette. Gabby Martinez, number 23, will take a seat. She has two fouls, so you want to save her for the second half with 1:43 to go. Baseline inbounds pass. Renke up top to Emma Minard, and Renke will take it back. To Lily Betts at the left wing. Renke at the top of the point. Minard at the left wing. Moves in. Short two-point shot inside the left wing. Misses off the mark. Rebound number 11, Haley Hazen for Marlette. Swings it over to Delaney Gates at the left side of the floor. And Marlette with possession. Delaney Gage to the right corner. Goes to the glass. Takes a shot for two. Ooh, it popped out. Rebound Emma Minard for Sandusky. Throws over to Renke. 18-5 is a score in the second quarter, first half. As we come down to about a minute left here in the first half. Over to Lily Betts at the right wing. Swings it over to Grace Keyboard, number 30 for Sandusky. And to Helena Long to the left side to Renke from Long. With the dribble. Comes back up top. Caroline Reinke with the ball for Sandusky Wolves. To Lindley Betts, left wing. Fakes a headshot for three. Pitches it in down the left lane. Helene Long will hold up. Back to Betts. Goes for a shot. Misses it. We'll have a jump ball in favor of Marlette. 34.5 seconds to go in the first half. 18-5. Sandusky with the lead against Marlette Red Raiders. High school girls basketball here on WBGV 92.5. Marlette, Brown City, and across the thumb. And online at cnacbroadcasting.com. Click the listen live link for our live stream. Addie Ruggles with the ball at the right wing for Marlette. Back up top to Lily Lemansky into the paint, but into the hands of Lily Betts with a steal for Sandusky. And Marlette turns the ball over, down with 14 seconds left in the first half. Down to 10, Caroline Reinke moves into the left wing, to the left side of the glass. She'll hold up, and she will be fouled by number 33, Emily Newland, with 6.2 seconds to go. Be the fourth foul as a team for Marlette. First foul for Emily Newland in the game. Baseline inbounds pass left side of the glass for Caroline Reinke. Into Gibord at the left wing to the top of the point. 2 seconds go, and out of bounds. Turnover, pass over to M. Minard. She couldn't reach for it. 1.4 seconds to go here. 18-5. Inbounds, half-court shot by Delaney Gage. Off the mark, 18-5. Sandusky with the 13-point lead here against Marlette. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. The famous, at least in Sandlot County or in Sandusky, the Sandusky High School band doing a heck of a job. Well, it's 18-5. It was 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. Sandusky very patient, looking for an open shot. And I don't think, other than Grace Keyboard, that's the only shot made in the paint. All the shots have been perimeter shots. 10 points so far in the first half for Grace Keyboard. She has 2 free throws and 2 threes. Caroline Reinke with threes, or 1 three. Helena Long opened up the shooting with 3 2 points for Addie Coffin. That's on free throws for Sandusky Wolves, who are 4 and 5 for free throws. 1 for 3 for free throws as Marlette. Leading scores, well, 4 points for Gabby Martinez, and that's in the paint. Addie Ruggles with a free throw with 1 point. Sandusky committing and forcing Marlette to turn it over, but Sandusky stealing it and being patient on the floor here, Scott.
Yeah, you know, they really came out and started hitting from the outside, and they have not slowed down from the outside. The Marlette defense has looked good at times, and then there's a hole that they leave open, and usually that player that they leave open makes them pay for it. You know, it's a very low-scoring game, especially on the Marlette side. Sitting down there watching them, they just, it's one of those games where they don't stop shooting, and eventually it's going to fall, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen with Marlette, at least at halftime here. They couldn't get anything to fall. Delaney Gage, a couple outside shots, couldn't get anything to go. Gabby Martinez, she was playing tough down low, and you know, that's one thing I was texting Mike Gallagher. I said, you know, Sandusky doesn't really have an inside presence, but that's not stopping them from shutting down Gabby Martinez. Yeah, yeah. She has 4 points, but she was down there a couple of times, and the ball just got stripped away from her, or she missed easy layups, and it was frustrating to watch. I can only imagine what it's like for them.
Or as a player, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But don't give up. You just don't give
no,
up.
But
you
no.
are getting open looks. I think you maybe want to be a little bit quicker and just taking that shot and maybe get that putback.
Yeah.
Saw a couple of chances with putback shots for Gabby Martinez. We've seen a couple of times in there, and I think she got one of them. Now, the other side of that flip of the coin for Sandusky Wolves, hey, they're playing good defense on her. A couple block shots on her from Helena Long and Alady Kaufman, you know, coming in. And then you had that third player to zoom in to get that loose ball for the rebound for Sandusky, too.
Yeah, they have been doing great defensively on her. There was a really nice block down there. I couldn't tell you who got it from my angle, but there was a beautiful block down there that really that took away a otherwise great shot by Gabby. You know, they're playing physical, but they're not playing physical enough where they're going to get called for playing the way they are. You know, and that's kind of what Sandusky needs to do, especially when you're lacking that height. You got to play physical down low. You got to force turnovers. You got to force them to put up bad shots. You know, and it's not saying that all Marlette shots are bad shots by any means, They've had some wide open looks, and they're just not falling for them right now. We'll see what Coach Storm has drawn up, because they're going to need some help. Obviously, 13 points is a lot to come back on. I saw them play Harbor Beach a couple weeks ago. They were down, I think, 14-16 at halftime. They rallied back, almost were able to close it out, but just came up a little short. So this team can rally, that's for sure, in the second half.
All right, 18-5 at the half. Coming up, our MHSA This Week in High School Sports. 18-5, Sandusky Wolves girls basketball leading Marlette Rave Raiders. We'll be right back. This Week in High School Sports with the MHSAA as we open up the second half here. Missed shot by Marlette. Sandusky also with missed shot. Marlette gets a steal, but then Gabby Martinez right away as we start off this game, able to get 2 points from the right side of the glass in the paint. And it's 18-7 as we start off this third quarter. Sandusky hanging on to the lead of 11-point lead in the third quarter. Now with possession, Sandusky. Shot taken inside the right wing by number 34, Adelie Kaufman. Rebound Sago offensively by Sandusky. Cross-court pass to Kaufman from Helena Long. Driving to the right lane for two in the paint. Right side of the glass. Grace Giebord. And add more points to her. She's got 12. It's 20-7. And Sandusky answer back here in the third quarter, second half. Marlette possession. They are moving from left to right on your radio dial. Three-point shot attempt by Delaney Gage. She strikes with a three. 20-10. Three-point shot by Gage of Marlette. That's her first points of the game. It's 20-10. Sandusky leading here in the third. Already quickly, 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. No stoppage in this game. Into the left wing, a pass through the high post to Adelie Kaufman from Kaline Renke for Sandusky. Bounce pass over to number one, Maggie Kineff. She is having trouble shaking off the defense of Delaney Gage. Bounce pass to Renke inside the right wing. She'll go to the glass. Left side, open with a bounce pass assist to the left side for two. Adelie Kaufman, what a bounce pass from Kaline Renke. It's 22-10. First points on the board there. At least on the floor for Adelie Kaufman. She got a free throws also earlier and got 4 points in the game. Missed shot by Marlette. Rolls around the rim. Picked up for the rebound by Sandusky now. 22-10. Sandusky leading Marlette. Up top to Maggie Kineff to Adelie Kaufman, left wing. A little bit of a change up here on the floor. Addie Ruggles on defense on Helena Long. She'll shake her off and go to the right corner to Kaline Renke. Renke tries to get a pass into the middle of the high post to Kaufman, but intercepted and stolen away by Marlette. Martinez reaching in and tipping it away and picking it up was Haley Hazen for Marlette. With the dribble, Addie Ruggles at the right wing. Bounce pass up top to number two, Lily Lemansky at the point. Delaney Gaze will move into the paint and circle back up top. Receiving the pass from Lemansky. Over to Gabby Martinez. Bounce pass up top to Addie Ruggles. Ruggles down the right lane. Will hold up into the middle of the paint. Hazen, and she is fouled from behind. I do believe by Helena Long. We'll see for sure here. I think it's Maggie Kineff now they're going to call it on. Her second foul of the game. Inbounds pass to Gabby Martinez from the baseline right side from Gage for Marlette. They're down 22-10 here in the third quarter. Driving to the glass, throws up a shot for two from the left lane, and a whistle's called and Delaney Gage is fouled of Marlette. She'll go to the free throw line. 1-3 from the free throw line in the first half for Marlette. First free throw attempt here by Delaney Gage. And that one's good. 22-11 is your score. Sandusky with the lead against Marlette. But Delaney Gage making that free throw. 2:44 to go here in the third. Second free throw attempt. That one is good too. 22-12. Free throws by Delaney Gage. Making them both. Open for a three for the right corner from Grace Keyboard. Misses it. And on the left side, Helena Lam will pick it up with the rebound. Back up top to Caroline Reinke for Sandusky after that three-point miss shot by Keyboard. Over to Helena Lam on the left wing. Up top to Keyboard. Pivots around and finds Helena Long into the middle of the paint. Back to Adeline Coffin. Long shot for two. Swishes that one. After Caroline Reinke was in the middle of the paint, she turned around and found the open shot for Adeline Coffin. And she gets it in, making it 24-12. 2:10 to go here. Coffin making the shots. Tonight, she's got six in the game. Marlette with possession. Shot for two. Off the rim and missed by Emily Newland. And it will go out of bounds after the box out by Sandusky. 1:53 to go here in the third quarter. 24-12 is your score. Sandusky leading Marlette. A little bit of a press here. Lily Lemansky defending Caroline Reinke, but she crosses the timeline in time. And she'll swing it over to Adeline Kaufman at the right wing to the right corner. Three-point shot. Maggie Kindiff in the miss. Gabby Martinez with the rebound for Marlette. Turns around and hands it off to Delaney Gage for Marlette. 24-12, 1:23 to go in the third quarter. Sandusky leading Marlette. Gabby Martinez bounce pass over to the elbow. The Addie Rugg goes down the left lane. She'll pull back, goes up for two, and draws the foul. She was going to pass it off, but she turned around, kind of outsized her defender, and the defender ended up fouling her. First foul for Grace Keyboard. And on the free throw line, Addie Ruggles for her first free throw attempt. She got 1 point on the game. That first free throw attempt, no good. First missed free throw, 2 for 3. Coming out, Emily Newland, and coming in is number 15, Alexandra Finley for Marlette. 24-12 is your score. 1:12 to go here in the third. Second free throw is good, 24-13. Addie Ruggles making that. With the dribble, Sandusky gets to their side of the floor. A minute left here in the third quarter. 24-13, Sandusky Wolves leading Marlette. Over to Grace Keyboard to the left wing. She'll move her way to the top of the point. And still with the dribble on defense, Delaney Gage on Grace Keyboard. And we have a whistle called. I do believe it was a 3-second call. And it'll be Marlette ball. Turnover, Sandusky. So good defense by Sandusky. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 24-13. Marlette with possession after the turnover by Sandusky on their infraction. Finley pass over to Lily Lemansky to Delaney Gage left wing. Under 30 to go here in the third to Gabby Martinez. Martinez over to Lily Lemansky. Into the paint, just over the head of Gabby Martinez, and the ball will go out of bounds. Turnover Marlette after that high pass by Lemansky, and it'll be Sandusky ball. Full court press applied now by Marlette on the full court pressure on Sandusky. Inbounds to Caroline Reinke with the dribble. And if you're wondering what the crowd noise was, Reinke pulled the broken ankles. Lemansky fell to the floor. She got back up quickly, but Sandusky turns the ball over. So it'll be Marlette ball. 6.1 seconds to go here in the third. Full court press applied by Sandusky now. 2 seconds. Half court shot. Out of bounds at the end of the third. 24-13. Sandusky with the lead. Our final frame coming up here on WBGV 92.5. 24-13. Sandusky leads Marlette. Marlette opens up a possession. Gabby Martinez at the right lane. Goes for a shot. No, she'll hold it. Turn around, and good defense by Sandusky. Slaps the ball out of the hands. Last touch by Marlette by Lemansky. Turnover, and it'll be Sandusky ball. And they'll throw it in here as we start off the fourth quarter. Travel called on Caroline Reinke. Kind of pulled her knee there a little bit, but I think she's more upset. Leaning over, not in pain, but disappointment that she traveled after holding the ball and sliding her foot. So Marlette ball, 24-13 as we start the fourth. Sandusky Wolves leading the Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team. Addie Ruggles to the high post. 7:15 to go in the game. Gabby Martinez with it now from the left wing. She'll go into the paint, lays it up for two, draws the foul, makes the points. 25-15. 7:09 to go here in the game. Martinez to convert the three-point play. She's limping a little bit on her ankle there. Trying to shake it off. A little bit of pain there after making that shot. Came off down, off balance after making that shot. The official's checking on her. Asking her to maybe walk it off a little bit here. Give her a little bit of extra time to come back here. Might have been banged up there on making that two-point shot. Martinez, with 8 points in this game, trying to convert the three-point play. She does not. Rebound, Sandusky, Maggie Kineff. 7:05 to go in the game. Sandusky with possession. Gibord with the ball at the left corner, goes to the paint, lays it up for two, draws the foul. Martinez bumping her. And going to the free throw line, she'll go for two. We'll be right back. Back-to-back free throws for Gibord. Grace Gibord for two free throws, 26-15. Marlette comes down, misses a shot. Rebound picked up by Sandusky. And back on offense, Caroline Rinke with the ball at the point. Moves right to the right wing. Over to the left side to Maggie Kineff. 6:15 to go in the game, 26-15. Sandusky Wolves leading Marlette. With the dribble over to the left corner to Adelie Kaufman. Back over to Maggie Kineff for a three-point shot. Misses that one, but Rinke gets the rebound. Put back for two. No good by Sandusky. And rebound, Addie Ruggles for Marlette. 26-15. 5:56 to go in the game. To Martinez, but stolen away by Adelie Kaufman. And knocked out of bounds from behind by Marlette, Addie Ruggles. And Sandusky will have possession to throw it in bounds from the right sideline. We'll have a timeout call by Marlette. 5:50 to go. 26-15 is your score. Sandusky leading Marlette. 26-15 in the fourth quarter. Coming out of the timeout by Marlette. 5:50 to go in the game. 26-15. Sandusky to throw it in for the left sideline to Caroline Rinke from Maggie Kineff. With the dribble, Rinke being defended and guarded by Lily Lemansky on defense by Marlette. Delaney Gage on Gibord. Gibord falls to her knee, has to throw the ball away over to Caroline Rinke. Almost loses it, but saves it for Sandusky. Pivoting around over to Maggie Kineff down with a pass into Adelie Kaufman at the right elbow. Back over to Caroline Rinke. Goes down the left lane. Will hold up to the left corner now and comes back dribbling to the top of the point to reset. 5:15 to go. 26-15. Sandusky leading Marlette in our fourth quarter. Knocked out of bounds by Delaney Gage. And it'll still be Sandusky ball. Grace Gibord at the left sideline on their side of the floor for Sandusky to throw it in. And knocked out of bounds again by Delaney Gage. And I do believe Delaney Gage said the ball went back off the hands of Gibord. But officials does not agree, and it'll be Sandusky ball still. Inbounds pass. Still with Sandusky after that. With Sandusky with possession. And shot attempt there by Sandusky. That's a miss. And the ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Sandusky trying to save it was Rinke. And it looks like that will go back. No, it'll go to Marlette. And they'll have it. All right, Marlette with possession over. And off the mark, Lily Lamansky not expecting a pass from Delaney Gage and a turnover by Marlette. Oh, Sandusky back with the ball. Far side, full court pressure applied and in the Gibord for Marlette. She'll dribble, moves to the top, moves to the right side. Back over to Maggie Kineff. Kineff will be fouled. Actually, it'll be a jump ball. Okay, it'll be a jump ball. It was not a foul, I think. They're going to change that call. And it looked like it might have gone out of bounds, actually, now from Marlette. Officials talking it over. So it will be Sandusky ball to throw it in. Another whistle call there. This time it'll be a foul. On Marlette. Delaney Gage getting called for the foul. It'll be Sandusky ball. Inbounds pass. Keyboard into the backcourt to Caroline Renke. A little bit of a mess of calls there. Inbounds pass. 4:20 to go here in the game. Sandusky with possession. Adelie Kaufman with it now. Over to Keyboard. Swings over from the left wing to the high post down the right lane. Double team. She'll go for the shot for two and knocks it in anyways. Turns around. Found an open look. 28-15 Sandusky. 4:04 to go after ending that drought of scoring. And high, high scoring here by Grace Keyboard. Two-point shot from the left lane, no good by Addie Ruggles. Gets back her own rebound into Lillian Namaski. Takes a shot off against the glass from Marlette with the miss, and Helena Lamba pick up the rebound for Sandusky as they lead by 13. 28-15, 3:40 to go here. 13-point lead, and remember, they led 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. Here in the fourth quarter, 3.5 to go in the game. Sandusky leading 28-15. And with possession, Maggie Kind for to Adelie Kaufman. Pass over to Caroline Renke. With the dribble, she'll pull back. Moves to the right side, into the right corner. Adelie Kaufman to the right corner. Moves into the paint, loose ball. She'll save it, hands it off to Grace Keyboard down the left lane for two, and she'll draw the foul and go to the line for her free throws. We'll be right back. One out of two free throws made by Grace Keyboard, making it 29-15. Made the first one, missed the second one. With about 3 minutes and less and counting, Marlette takes a shot. Knocked out of bounds, actually, by Sandusky. Marlette maintains possession and a shot for the left side. After the inbounds pass to Gabby Martinez, she'll draw the foul and go to the free throw line. It's 29-15, 2:41 to go in the game. On the free throw line, Gabby Martinez, leading scorer for Marlette. Missed the last two free throws. That one good. 29-16, Martinez with that free throw. 2:41 to go. Second free throw up. That one no good. Rebound, Sandusky. Stolen away by Martinez, though. Over to the left side and knocked out of bounds from behind was Sandusky, Kaufman, or Renke. Adelie Kaufman had it, and it'll be a timeout called. 2:33 to go. Marlette calls a timeout. Sandusky leads 29-16 in our fourth quarter. All right. Marlette calling a timeout. Coming down to the floor here. After the timeout, trying to draw a play up. They'll have possession underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Delaney Gage into Gabby Martinez to the left wing. 2.5 to go in the game. 29-16. Gage pitches into Martinez. Triple team at the left low block. She'll go up for two. Shot is blocked. Put back by Addie Ruggles on the right side. She can't knock it in. After that miss, it'll be Grace Keyboard, and she will be fouled by Marlette. That'll be the fourth foul as a team by Marlette. 2:19 to go. 29-16. Sandusky Wolves leading Marlette. Full court pressure applied by Marlette. Inbounds pass from Keyboard into Caroline Renke with 2:15 to go in the game. Still feeling the pressure. And finally gets the ball over to Helena Long. Cross court pass into the paint. Adelie Kaufman, but I think it was really meant for Maggie Kindiff. And it'll be Marlette ball as that went out of bounds. And it will be Marlette ball. Coming down with it, Delaney Gage on the inbounds pass with 2 minutes to go in the game, 29-16. Sandusky leading. Delaney Gage pitches it in to Ruggles. Ruggles can't make it happen, but she is fouled. She actually grabbed the ball from out of bounds, kind of falling out of bounds, but grabbed the ball and threw it into a Sandusky player. It went out of bounds, but she was fouled. That's the third foul in Grace Keyboard. Three fouls as a team for Sandusky with 1:54 to go in the game. Sandusky leads 29-16. Inbounds pass to Gabby Martinez at the high post to the paint. Turns around and lays it up for two. Can't get it. Rebound pulled down and snatched by Helena Long. 1:45 to go in the game. To Keyboard. Over to Kaufman. All by herself underneath, but she can't knock it in. She is fouled and she'll go to the line. We'll be right back. First free throw good by Adelie Kaufman. Second free throw good by Adelie Kaufman. That was five fouls on Marlette as a team. And she sinks both of those free throws and makes it 31-16. Coming out of the game is Adelie Kaufman. Good game for her. She'll be done for tonight. 8 points for the game. It's 31-16, 1:35 to go in the game. Lays it up for two. No good by Delaney Gage. Rebound, Helena Long, with 1:28 to go in the game. 31-16, Sandusky Wolves leads. In the game is number 32 for Adelie Kaufman. Ruby Trepkowski for Sandusky. 1:15 to go. 31-16. Sandusky controlling the pace of this game right now. Over to Grace Keyboard. She'll just pull back near the timeline to waste some time here for Sandusky, leading 31-16 over Marlette. Down to a minute left in the game. Caroline Renke with the dribble. Holds up. Pass over to Helena Long. Over to the right corner to Trepkowski. Trepkowski back to Gibord. Down to 45 seconds. And are passing around the perimeter. They'll call a timeout. Sandusky to get some other players in. We'll be right back. Sandusky bringing in some role players here. As Marlette has relented also. They still have a couple starters out there. Sandusky with possession in the inbounds pass. Coming in, number 24, Danielle Watts. Number 11, Emma Miner back in. Number 20 also in the game, Isabel Schuert. Also in the game here for some minutes, number 14, Rylan Anton. As well as number 32, Ruby Trepkowski still on the floor for Sandusky. Number 12 on the floor here. One of the fifth quarter players from the JV team, Millie Lemansky, getting some floor time, along with number 4, Alyssa Hazen for Marlette, and along with number 10, the fifth quarter player, Shelby Parker for Marlette. Down to 26 seconds left in the game, Sandusky leading, going for two. Nope, she'll hold up. Number 1, Delaney Gage, still out there. Number 24 takes a shot. She is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line with 18.7 seconds to go here. That was number 24, Danielle Watts, drawing the foul. 6 fouls on Marlette. First free throw here attempted. It's no good by Danielle Watts, number 24 for Sandusky. And Angelina Franzel on the floor for Sandusky as well. Missed free throw there. Whistle was called. Looks like it's hit the baseline. It'll be Marlette ball. Number 11 back in is Haley Hazen for Marlette. Down to 15 seconds, 31-16. Sandusky is going to win this game. Pass from Delaney Gage. A foul on number 14. Rylan Anton on number 11. Haley Hazen. That's the fourth foul for Sandusky. It was 7 seconds to go there. For the baseline, inbounds pass from Marlette to Hazen. Down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Shot for three. No, it's blocked. And that's the final score. 31-16. Sandusky with the win over Marlette Red Raiders on a Thursday night for high school girls basketball on WBGV 92.5 FM. Final score, 31-16. Sandusky over Marlette. We'll be right back for our post-game show. All right. Our post-game report here on WBGV 92.5. Final score, 31-16 for the Sandusky Wolves. One more win, and they have a share of the Greater Thumb East League title. This game gets them closer. They move to 9-1 and 15-1 overall. 9-1 in league play. Marlette falls to 5-3 in league play and 9-5 overall. At the end of the first quarter, 13-0 for Sandusky. Good lead. They led 18-5 at the half, 24-13 at the end of the third. A little bit of scoring there for Marlette. 31-16 with your final score for Sandusky over Marlette. We'll go with our first half stats. We'll start with one team first. Marlette Red Raiders, 4-for-8 for free throw shooting. They were 1-of-3 in the first half, 3-of-5 in the second half. Your leading scorers for the Marlette Red Raiders, 9 points for Gabby Martinez. She had her chances, but she was double and triple teamed in the paint. She had 4 in the first half. She missed 3 free throws in the second half as well, ending with 9 points total. Other leading scorer, Delaney Gage with 5 points. Addie Ruggles with 2. She was 2-of-4 for free throw shooting. And those were all free throw attempts with her points for 2 points. 9 points for Gabby Martinez, your leading scorer, and Delaney Gates for Marlette. When we come back, we'll have your Sandusky leading scorers and some commentary on this game also. Again, the final score, Sandusky winning 31-16 over Marlette Red Raiders in high school girls basketball. We'll be right back. Back here on your post-game report, 31-16, Sandusky Wolves girls team over Marlette Red Raiders, 31-16. And we'll take a look at the leading scores for Sandusky Wolves. First, with the free throw shooting, there were 4 of 5 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half, 9 of 13 overall for free throw shooting for the Sandusky Wolves. Your leading scorer, 17 points for Grace Keyboard. She had 10 in the first half. 8 points for Adelaide Kaufman. Huge game for her. And 3 points apiece for Caroline Renke and 3 points for Helena Long with your leading scores. But Grace Keyboard was 17 points leading scorer for the game. Your player of the game right there. Sandusky Wolves with the win themselves will move to an overall record of 9-1, 15-1 overall. Up next, they'll be hosting Brown City next week on February 13th, and then at Memphis next week. If they get that win against Brown City, they will at least get a share of the Greater Thumb East League title. They have Memphis, and they end the season at Mount Clemens, at Lakers, and then back-to-back home games. Some tough games here for Sandusky, Cass City, and Carroll to end the regular season. Marlette, disappointing night tonight for sure. But you can build off this. After 2 straight wins, they lose to Sandusky tonight 31-16. They'll be at Peck, meeting them again, and then a home game against Ubley, and then on the road at Harbor Beach, and then at Elmont, home game against K-Peck, ending the season with Bad Axe and Vassar to end the regular season. So leading score again for Sandusky, 17 points for Gage Skiboard. Your player of the game for tonight was Sandusky Wolves winning over Marlette Red Raiders 31-16. We'll be back to close things up here and get some commentary from our media also as well on WBGV 92.5. All right, final score, 31-16. I fixed the music this time just for you, Scotty. Because he said, the music's too loud last time you were listening. Sorry, Lord, did some editing, you know.
That was good.
So you can talk over. It's the Hoosiers music, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Scotty B. will have us from the Tuscola County Advertiser. Thank you for joining us here for the postgame.
Absolutely.
And as I said, the music is just low enough for us to talk over. All right, 31-16. Sandusky, just full control of this game.
Yeah. Any chance that Marlette had to get back into this game was completely erased. They had an eye on it. It was about down to 10 in the fourth quarter there, and they just could not get over that hurdle. It wasn't in the cards for them tonight, but they just couldn't get over that hurdle. Sandusky, I will say this, is that they're great at killing the clock. They hold on to that ball. They look for the best shot possible. And, you know, 75% of the time they do find that best shot possible, but they will eat a lot of time. It's just like watching a football game where the team will run the ball just to grind out that clock. That's kind of what Sandusky does. They pass the ball well, they get around, they find the best shot, and they make you pay for it.
Closest they got was within 25-15, I think, by 10 points.
Right to me, yeah.
You know, for Marlette. Could have been doable there, but Sandusky would answer right back, you know?
Yeah, that was the thing. Is Sandusky, you know, any opportunity that Marlette had, Al was quick to nip it in the bud and draw something up that took that away. So they were able to, you know, claw back within the 10. I was actually telling Mike Gallagher down there, I said, you know, it's only a 10-point game. Anything can happen. And as soon as I said that, maybe a couple minutes later, Sandusky was able to add a couple more points and just pull away. And then at that point, it was, you know, too little too late for Marlette.
So with Marlette falling out, it's kind of out of reach. One more win here for Sandusky. They at least get a share. And, you know, after last season, a great season for Sandusky.
Yeah.
Here, we're working with some younger talent. But let's give props to Grace Keyboard again, all over the floor.
Yeah.
Made some threes in the first half. And then again, doing the dirty work and then driving to the basket, making some two-point shots at the paint. She was everywhere on the floor. But I like how they were looking for the open look here for the shots for the younger players, and Natalie Kaufman was able to favor that in the second half.
Yeah, no, they definitely did a good job of that. Again, as I said, they were able to find those open shots. Grace Keyboard, great job tonight. And, again, we were talking before the game about the freshman point guard there for Sandusky, and I was impressed with the way she played. I was again, talking to Mike down there, and I said she hasn't played really like a freshman. Tonight is the first time I've seen her. We're almost through the season, and I'm sure she's gained a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience, but you could definitely tell that in this big moment it wasn't too much for her, and she did a great job on both sides of the floor for Sandusky.
Yeah, it was kind of like a quiet 17, but it added up.
Absolutely,
added
yeah.
up. You know, it
yeah.
wasn't in big spurts, like all in a row. It was like three-point shot here. Few minutes later, three-point shot there. A few minutes later, two-point shot there. Free throws, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely is. Sometimes, you know, you got methodical players like that who come out and slowly get their points. You don't realize how many they get till it's all tallied up at the end. So you got to love that if you're Coach DeMott.
Yeah, hey, especially when you can shoot threes, you can shoot free throws, and you can shoot twos. So from anywhere on the floor.
Absolutely.
Gabby Martinez, locked down for your 9 points. She had her chances, but just good game plan. Stop Gabby Martinez. You at least, if you can do that, you can at least take half the points away in a game from Marlette.
Yeah, and that's the thing is anytime Gabby got the ball down low, you know, she looked like she was going to dominate down there, come up with a big bucket. They would strip the ball away. They would come up with some big stop somehow, some way. And, give props to Sandusky. Again, they don't have that tall player down low, but they have some physical players. They have some strong players that can rip that ball away. And, it takes away that inside game.
All right. That wraps it up for our post-game report. Thank you, Scotty.
Absolutely.
Coming up next, I think they have Peck again. And then Ubley coming up next week. No, wait. That Peck game was moved to earlier this week, I do believe. Yes, for Marlette. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They'll have Ubley coming up, a home game at Marlette, and that's next week on the 13th, and then at Harbor Beach. Ooh, a little bit of a gauntlet there.
A little bit of a tough run there for the Red Raiders.
And for Sandusky, one more win, and they'll have Brown City. That's not going to be easy. You know,
no,
Brown City plays tough.
Yeah, they've shown that.
Despite their season, 4-4 in league play, 8-8. Not bad, though.
Yeah. So. Then Sandusky, Carroll, at the end of the season, two county seats, they're going to meet up. And
even Cass City at the end there. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cass City making some noise.
I tell you what, they had an interesting game tonight. But, that was that should be a fun one later on in the season. That'll give Sandusky a little test there before we enter districts.
All right. And, by the way, Mike Gallagher is actually here, so hello to him. He's actually made his stop here at Sandusky. He's listening to the Croswell Armada game on Thumbtoker Sports right now. Is that a final yet?
Oh,
Armada leads, right?
Okay.
Listen to Thumbtugger Sports on Channel 1 on Spreaker, and you'll hear the end of the game. Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you, Eddie.
All right, wrapping things up here. Tomorrow, we're going to Caseville to see the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers.
You're going to Caseville?
We're going to Caseville tomorrow.
No offense to Caseville. I love Caseville, but normally people don't go up there in the wintertime. They just end up there.
The weather's been nice, though.
No, absolutely.
And
it's
my chance to get the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers in well-deserved coverage.
Do they serve cheeseburgers in Caseville during the winter?
Lugo's is on the way.
That's true,
It's on the way through Bad Axe.
That's true.
So, thank you for tuning in to High School Sports on WBGV 92.5. I'm Eddie Ferry. That's Scott Bolsey for the Tuscola County Advertiser. Pick up that publication. Get the online edition for Saturday edition. And pick up your paper or online on Wednesdays, as well as the St. Lake County News from Mike Gallagher. Thank you for tuning in at 92.5. Tomorrow, Friday evening, it's Carsonville Port St. Lake at Caseville Boys on WBGV 92.5. Thank you to El DeMont, the athletic director, and the head coach here for Sandusky for hosting us. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports.